Well, the Darwin City Brass Band are gearing up for a big year. In fact, they're looking for new musos. And Bill Buckley, he's the president of the Darwin City Brass Band, and you're hoping to attract more musos.
Yes, we are. Certainly are. Yeah, all the time.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, who? Anyone in particular? Any type of musician?
Well, it's got to be brass. So that's, you know, trumpets and trombones and tubas and things like that.
Mm.
We don't have instruments like saxophones or flutes or anything like that in our band.
Yeah.
Because it's purely a brass band, but certainly percussionists as well.
And you've got rehearsals starting soon?
Start tomorrow night, yeah, 7 o'clock.
Oh, whereabouts?
At the band room, which is 2 Abala Road, Murara.
All right. So
it's on the corner of Henry Wrigley Drive and Abala Road.
Okay, so any musos in Darwin who may be interested, are they advised to maybe go along on it tomorrow night?
Yeah, come along and say good day. And, we start at 7 o'clock, so any time from about, you know, 6 onwards, there's somebody there and we're, you know, ready to have a chat. Any brass musicians or percussionists.
And, Bill, tell me, how long has the brass band been performing in Darwin?
Well, the original brass band was the Palmerston Brass Band in 1895.
Oh, gee.
And we've got all their history and the various bands that came and went, you know, with wars and cyclones and things like that that caused the band to break up a bit. But it goes right back to the 1895 was the first brass band in Darwin, because Darwin was in Palmerston, of course.
And
it was called Palmerston, yeah. Yeah.
Look, how many times a year do you get to perform?
Oh, look, we perform quite a lot. But getting back to that other one, the current band was raised after Cyclone Tracy. Well, re-raised after Cyclone Tracy. And that's 41 years ago. So it's our 42nd year this year.
Oh, congratulations.
And the band in its current form, yeah.
Yeah. How many members in the Darwin City Brass Band?
Well, our full membership is up around 60 or 70, but in the playing membership and regular playing membership, you're looking around about 20 to 25 people at any one time, or even less, because we can put smaller ensembles out if that's what people need.
All right, so tomorrow night is the first of the rehearsals for the year.
First rehearsal for the year,
And that gets underway at what time?
7 o'clock.
Okay, get along. And there's also a learner program that you got coming up in the beginning
of
February.
That's right, learner program starts in February when school goes back, and that's on Wednesday afternoons. It begins at around 4:30, I think he starts. Our training coordinator is also a professional music, he's a music senior at Essendon, actually, Essendon School. So.
Okay.
He's also plays in our band, of course. But that goes from 4:30 till about 6:30.
Great stuff. Well,
and it's not just for kids either. It starts early because, that's a good time for kids knocking off school and stuff like that.
Mm.
But also any adult learners who want to come along and start up, you know, we've got the full program right from kids right through to really any age. And it's a community band, so there's no training fees or anything like that. It's all part of the deal. And anyone who wants to learn, if they don't have their own instrument, we hire instruments out from the band room.
I've got to say, Bill, if you've been living in Darwin for any amount of time, you've no doubt come across the Darwin City Brass Band in your travels, and you do a great job and you're an integral part of the community here in Darwin.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
There you go. Thanks for chatting with us, Bill.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Oh, and by the way, if you want to find out more, you can go to Darwin City Brass Band on Facebook. All the details are there.
Yeah, all the details are there, and also our webpage.
Good on you, Bill.
Okay.
Yeah, Bill Buckley, president of the Darwin City Brass Band. Get along to their first rehearsal of the year tomorrow night from 7.